Justin Schwartz on Monday said this last game was the best that you've played as a Lion, and it just got better because you got the sack. Last week you said that you were kept off the stat sheet and you didn't think that was right, that the recording of the stats was inaccurate. What's going on with the stats? Why are they keeping you off the stat sheet?
I couldn't tell you that. That's something that you have to ask whoever started in charge of the stats, statisticians or whatever that has to do. The film in my eyes never lies, and that's what I believe and saw, and I made plays, and I can recollect and think back to having an influence on particular plays, as you're referring to the Jacksonville game as well as into this Minnesota game.
You're your own harshest critic. I mean, if your coach is saying this is the best game he's ever seen, he's not one to throw around praise. I mean, how do you evaluate your own performance against Minnesota?
I think it was in pretty good. Really, I mean, honestly, no performance is really good enough when you're not winning. So, I may have played well individually, but it wasn't enough as a team effort, and I didn't do enough to help my other teammates so we could win the game. It's nice to hear that coming from my coach and my head coach at that, but it's something that I still can build on. I'm not going to be complacent, never will be complacent, and I'm going to continue to work and try and help my teammates as much as possible going into this next game against Green Bay.
What's going on in the world?
I play within the scheme, and when plays come my way, I make them. And when I have an opportunity to make a play, I'm all for it. But I'm not going to go out and reach out for anything because that's what inexperienced players do.
Let me ask you about another stat that nobody's talking about. Last year you had 8 penalties. The year before that it was 11. You got one right now. How important is that for you to be playing, I guess, within the strictures of the rules, of doing what they want you to do, not making dumb plays, cutting that down? How important is that to you?
I don't pay attention to it. I just play football. The biggest thing for me is just go out there and have an effect on the game. You always got to make sure you're within the rules or you're hurting your team. So that's my understanding of how I approach the game, is make sure I'm never hurting my team.
You're 4th in Pro Bowling right now in the NFC. What does that mean to you?
You're talking about fan votes, I'm assuming, because I don't think we voted as players or coaches yet. That's always appreciated. I love when the fans show their appreciation and show that they feel like I've been playing well for the most part. There's a long season left. We have at least 7 games at the least left, and hopefully some more, and look forward to continue to prove the voting for me and taking it to a different level as well.
Rodgers has been more vulnerable to a pass rush this year. Have you seen something different in the way he's approaching things that would make it easier for the line to reach him?
In my personal opinion, I feel he's been able to extend plays, and he's always been a guy who's done that, stretch out and really get outside the pocket and throw bombs, especially when he gets you off sides. And sometimes he's been caught in that, and maybe more than once this year he's been caught in that, but he's still a very dangerous quarterback and somebody that you always have to respect and make sure you know where he is at all times so he doesn't hurt you.
Seems like a lot of quarterbacks that emphasize getting rid of the ball very quickly against this defense this year. Has that limited the defense as a whole ability to force turnovers?
I think it's one of people's game plans to definitely try and stop us up front, more or less, especially from a sack perspective. And causing and getting after the quarterback, hitting him and affecting him in that way is getting the ball out quick. But I think sometimes that's just some people's offense, and it may or may not be a game plan to slow us down as a defense or as a defensive front. So you got to pick and choose and figure out which game that actually is true and just continue to play.
I know you said you don't want to go outside this game to rack up some new sacks or whatever, but which stats are important to you?
The win and loss column, that's the most important. Whatever said and done, sacks and TFLs, all those things are nice, but if it doesn't mean anything if you don't have wins behind it.
How much did it bother you, though, when you were given credit for tackles or sacks, like in the yard of the game?
It's not a big issue to me because the biggest thing is, like I said before, the film never lies, and that's what reviews are for. I believe that's why I was amended for that play. And you just continue to play. It's not something that I can worry myself and not sleep over.
You've said that you've been judged as an elite athlete since college or high school.
Mm-hmm.
Has that exposure made it easier for some people to perhaps overanalyze the pluses and minuses of your game?
I think it definitely does. It gives me more scrutiny. But something of that sort is, I understand that's going to come It's been there since I was in high school. It's been there since I was in college, and it's going to be there when I, as soon as I'm playing, as I'm playing in the NFL, and probably still be there when I'm shortly removed from the NFL. But it's just something that you got to live with and understand the way of the world.
If I can follow up on that, then there are reports out now that an anonymous NFC North scout said that you are perhaps a coddled elite athlete. Is that a product of the evaluation?
I don't know. I mean, it's really funny that we're keeping everybody anonymous. That's, I wish people would kind of grow up and be a man or a woman and say exactly how they feel and put their name behind it. I mean, I really don't care. I mean, NFC, AFC, NFC North, Division, whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't really care what you have to say about me as long as my coaches feel that I'm producing for my team, and I continue to prove that and show that on a day in, day out, and as well as in games, a week in, a week out.
One thing that hasn't been anonymous is this is going to be part of, you know, every time we play Green Bay, the whole Dietrich Smith thing last mm-hmm. year. You know, they've already fired Salvos kind of a little bit. Salvos. They've fired back a little bit preemptively. This is the Packers and said, you know, he better not kick me or stop me or whatever. What do you think about that when they're already sort of ahead of the curve trying to tell you don't?
That was in 2011. It's 2012. Let's move on.
Do you have any plans to say hi to him?
He's on the other side. I have no plans to say anything to him other than if I happen to go against him, make plays off of him.
Dominican, with so much of this hype surrounding this game for obvious reasons, how do you keep your focus on playing football?
You go out and practice and stay focused to with the things that got me here. If I stay true to who I am and what I do and what has gotten me to the place I am right now, nothing to worry about.
Can I just get your impressions on continued development of Nick Fairley? It seems like he's getting better and better before our eyes.
Nick Fairley's been playing really well. I mean, I feel like when he has the opportunity to get in the game and have especially an extended amount of time in the game, he's definitely successful. And he makes plays. And even when he's not, when he does come in spurts, which he had to do at times of this year, then he's made lots of plays. And that's something that to commend him on. And kind of he's been flip-flop between two different roles, from one starting and then one coming in and backing somebody up. And he's adapted to both of those situations and made the most out of them, which you got to commend a player like that for doing that because it's not easy.
Seems like you guys work really well in tandem, though.
Yeah, I feel like we work well in tandem, just like me and Corey work well in tandem. I've only had, I think, my career here on a consistent basis with Sammy a small amount, and we work well together. It's just something that's I feel that our defensive line is interchangeable at any position.
Chris Green Bay is always dangerous, but are they maybe more dangerous coming in off a bye this week?
I'll say yeah. They have more time to game plan and more time to put in new plays, but they're going to do what they do. Everybody know they're going to throw the ball, and it's how we react.
How's the ankle bouncing back? You're going to be ready
It's good. It's good. It's getting better each day.
Yeah. I think you'll play Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. Thanks, baby.
Started two games. He's been gone. I mean, what can he bring?
Leadership. He's a veteran in the group, and he gets together for film study. Gets the linebackers and the cornerbacks to watch the film together. Making calls, playing the game early on before the game actually comes, which is watching film in the meeting room, making calls. And so he's the veteran, and he's getting guys ready. And he's ready also.
This defense has done a fairly good job of holding together throughout all the injuries. Maybe things started turning a bit last week, though. Do you feel like things are a little bit at a vulnerable stage right now, a little fragile a little bit right now?
Not really. Not really. Coaches put a good game plan together. And for those players that they're bringing in that might not have players, so I think the players last week missed a couple of plays, but I think they know their job and what they need to do to bounce back this week. I know that we can't have that type of play against Aaron Rodgers because he's such a good quarterback and they're such a great team. So I think everybody knows it's at stake and everybody professional, and that's how we're going
to
handle it.
It's going to be like get back to Ford Field in this stretch of games, just being at home. I mean, you guys have probably been looking toward this stretch.
I was going to feel good just to try to get your fans behind you because you're playing with that 12-man and them fans out there, it helps momentum. It brings more of energy to you when you kind of down, hearing the crowd cheering, just making plays. And we get the fans into it, get them loud so they can hear calls and stuff. I think we'll definitely have a great shot.